on this episode of Mike Kirsby Unafraid, Trump and Elon Musk officially end the fake news reign on information. RIP to the fake news. We're going to break down the historic interview last night, how the fake news melted down and reacted. That is because they have been relegated to being obsolete. Additionally, Kamala Harris's campaign continues to falter. We're going to give you the latest sights and sounds from the fake phony display that is totally collapsing before your very eyes, and so much more. I want to welcome everybody into this very special Tuned Up Tuesday edition of the show today. It is August 13th, and I need you to help us get this party started by rumbling this video. You guys know how to do that. That is the thumbs up on the browser. That is the thumbs up on the mobile app. You click it, you hit it, you tap it, you share this, and you get us to the top of these Rumble leaderboards because it's the only place that we belong. So we got a big program for you today. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too, and let's go. Hello, everybody. Mike Kirsby here, coming live from New York. It is Tuesday. It is August 13th, and I am joined in studio by the one and only. He's the most bass producer in the game. His pockets are a little bit lighter today because he paid that electric bill, and the lights are on, and the sun is shining, and, you know, he's just ready to go. Producer Frankie, how you doing?
It has been restored, Mike. I'm no longer in the darkness. It is bright in the studio, and we appreciate that.
Well, that here. Would be proverbially and literally for Frankie, no longer in the darkness. It's because we have brought Frankie to the light. So, all right, guys, we got a big, big show for you today. And obviously, yesterday we were previewing what I said would be one of the most historic days in not only political history, but media history. And it really lived up to its billing. Yesterday, we saw something unfolding that was unbelievably unique. For the first time in history, I mean, I think we need to understand the weight of this moment. For the first time in history, we saw the mainstream legacy outlets getting bypassed by a margin at which we had not seen them get bypassed before. Yes, people have been able to stream things on Rumble, and yes, people have been able to do things on X before. But what we witnessed last night on the X spaces with President Trump and Elon Musk was officially the death of the constriction of information. Think about it. These people are running an organized crime racket. Think how powerful their racket is. They're able to, governments and deep state actors and certain people are able, sponsors, okay, big pharma, the likes, they are able to dictate what goes on TV, how it's spun, who says what, how they say it, what guests give what opinion, what data takes what poll, what phony poll results in what fake story, and that is how they create the news. They don't report the news, they create the news. But the difference between us and them is that we know we're an opinion show. We say we're an opinion show. They claim they're real news. I watch CNN every single night so I can see the levels of hysteria they are falling to. And last night they were hysterical. It's like every single word, it's like it's tiresome, Aaron Burnett. It's tiresome with your little snarky Trump remarks. It's tiresome to act like you're a fair arbiter. Just say you're a left-wing outlet for Harris. Just say it. You'll feel good. Just say it. Just say you want to keep controlling the information that you've controlled and you need the racket to continue. Just say it. I saw the side-by-side yesterday that was making the rounds before we get into the Elon thing. And it was just like CBS was reporting on Kamala Harris with the tax on tips and Trump. And it was like two totally different interpretations of the tax on tip. And then last night with the, you know, with this Elon Musk spaces, CBS said, just so we start this. So this is what CBS said. And so if you're a casual consumer of the news, you go, CBS is legitimate, Channel 2, whatever. Okay. They go, Donald Trump ran through his checklist of conspiracy theories in a rambling conversation with Elon Musk Monday night that was initially derailed by what the tech titan said was a technical glitch. Was it a technical glitch? That's the first thing. And two, was it a rambling conversation? Or was it an in-depth, one-on-one, long-form, supposed to be a candid dialogue that didn't feel like an interview? Could Elon Musk have said that verbatim before the interview started? Wanted it to be in that format? To break the compartmentalized boxes that the press operates with little snippets and sound bites, and they take the snippets and sound bites because it's in a constricted interview, and then they break it down more and they splice it here and cut it there and put that on TV and give it to the Kamala campaign to run ads. Oh, you're meaning to tell me that they're pissed off because they couldn't do that because this was a long form conversation? It's exactly what's going on. And everybody wanted to just stop it from happening out of the gates. And when I saw things like this, I said something's going to happen here. Before the interview started, I said something's going to happen. Now, CBS said it was derailed from a technical glitch. Apparently Elon Musk said that. He did not. But before the interview started, the European Union sent a letter to Elon Musk, essentially threatening him to keep it clean and to not spread misinformation on his platform. Why is the European Union weighing in on a United States president in a United States election doing an interview on his personal X account with Elon Musk as the co-host on his X account on the Twitter space? Why are they weighing in on it? Would they have sent a letter if Kamala Harris was doing a space or if Joe Biden was doing a space? They spread a lot of misinformation. So that was kind of weird, and Elon Musk appropriately told them to go F themselves. That was kind of weird. And then I saw the White House press briefing yesterday. And, you know, the timings of the White House press briefings are never an accident because they only have them at the times where the propaganda is beneficial to them. And then I noticed this reporter in the crowd who didn't seem like much of a reporter at all. It's the first time I've ever seen him. Washington Post reporter, but seemed more like a left-wing activist. Kind of fit the bill of what left-wing activists are. You know, it's always, you know, these people who ask questions in a way that are, you know, obviously not with any journalistic intent. Listen to this. Roll, Frankie.
Elon Musk is slated to interview Donald Trump tonight on X. I don't know if the president is going to tune in. Feel free to say if he is or not. But I think that misinformation on Twitter is not just a campaign issue, it's a, you know, it's an America issue. What role does the White House or the president have in sort of stopping that or stopping the spread of that or sort of intervening in that? Some of that was about campaign misinformation, but, you know, it's a wider thing, right?
Yeah, no, and you've heard us talk about this many times from here about the responsibilities that social media platforms have when it comes to misinformation, disinformation. Don't have anything to read out from here about specific ways that we're working on it, but we believe that they have the responsibility.
She didn't have any ways because clearly she wasn't allowed to give the plan away of what they were planning to do. You know that Biden used the levers of the federal government to derail that conversation anyway. You know they had a plan. You know they were in kind contributing your tax dollars to fund whatever cyber department was looking to derail that interview. And it's funny because Tim Walz said, oh, no, there's no freedom of speech because there's misinformation. You can't have freedom of speech if there's misinformation. Who's judging what's misinformation and what's not? Again, by the letter of the law, by the standard of what we saw in the last 24 hours, President Trump's conversation with Elon Musk would have been allowed to happen under a Harris-Walz regime because Walz says that misinformation is not free speech and therefore you can't do it. But the European Union and the White House said that it was all misinformation. So they would have banned it from happening. Is that normal? Is that healthy for our constitutional republic? And then on cue, it started and it couldn't start. Why? Not because of a technical glitch, like CBS claimed that Musk admitted. No, this is what actually happened. The fake effing news. Not going to curse, roll, Frankie.
But all of our data lines, like basically hundreds of gigabits of data were saturated. We think we've overcome most of that. And so it's now time to proceed. But as this massive attack illustrates, there's a lot of opposition to people just hearing what President Trump has to say.
So there you go. So did Elon Musk call it a technical glitch or is CBS lying through their teeth? Obviously, they're lying through their teeth, and it's verifiable in the first 2 minutes of the space. It was called the DDoS attack. That's when they basically put, and Frankie, you might know this more than I do. I don't know if you're familiar. But they, from my understanding, because this happens to Rumble sometimes, is that when something is going on, they like flood the activity with like bot traffic, like in a way where like they're intentionally doing it to crash it. I believe that's what happened. So they did that. They attack it. Elon Musk said they had tested it out with 8 million concurrent viewers to test out the capabilities. I actually saw Elon Musk doing those tests because he was posting the tests. And then all of a sudden it didn't work. They called it a glitch, but it wasn't a glitch. It was an attack. We know that the U.S. federal government was behind the attack, obviously. Biden helping out Harris Walls. But then the space started. And the space started, and you tell me, is this the misinformation that's so dangerous that Harris Walls say should be banned in our country? Is this bad misinformation that the European Union said shouldn't be allowed to take place? This is what they fear. President Trump talking for over 2 hours in a candid conversations about candid things in a real format. This was him kind of starting it off with some stuff. Roll us, Frankie.
Well, what were you about to say about illegal immigration before you were rudely interrupted?
Well, I was going to say how good the numbers were. By the way, we're going back to Butler, and we're going to go back in October. We're all set up, and the people are fantastic in Butler. It's a great area. Great. These are incredible people. Like the three that, in the case of Corey killed, and the other two, the families are, I got to know them a little bit, and the families are great. But we're going back to Butler. And even the people that put it up, they were unprepared, and they did a great job. They got it up immediately, fortunately. But I looked to the right, and the bullet came whizzing by, hitting my ear. So it was amazing. But when you think of the odds of that, and you know, that normally you wouldn't use it. Normally I wouldn't have the thing. And then, you know, it would have been a very different story. It's very much, I say, an act of God. It's a miracle that it happened.
Oh, wow. The dangerous misinformation being spread by Donald Trump there. Oh, my goodness. How would CBS spin that? There you go. So that was the misinformation they sought to tamper down on. But also it went into policy. Elon Musk and President Trump talking about government spending and the problems that we're having as a country. Very real problems, very obvious problems. Problems that, you know, the people who want to get into power don't want to address, because clearly their goal of hyperinflation is to have a hidden tax to rob wealth, to export jobs, import migrant crime. Import crime, it leads to an exponential growth in state power and control, which is what they want. Surveillance state, Patriot Act, you guys know the bit. We talked about it. Elon Musk and President Trump talking about constructive solutions on a level footing for that. Think about it. The most popular politician in the millennium with the most popular, you know, business titan, richest man in the world, just having a normal conversation on a level footing, candid, unscripted. Could Kamala Harris or Joe Biden do this with Elon Musk? I mean, Elon Musk invited Kamala on to do it. She's not going to do it, obviously. But this was them talking about some policy stuff. Roll, Frankie.
The inflation, it doesn't matter what you make. The inflation has eaten you alive. If you're a worker or if you're a middle-income person, you can't afford. You know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, people were saving a lot of money. Today, they're using all their money and borrowing money just to live. It's a horrible thing that's happening. And we'll end that quickly.
Well, I think a lot of people just don't understand where inflation comes from. Inflation comes from government overspending, because the checks never bounce when it's written by the government. So if the government spends far more than it brings in, that increases the money supply. And if the money supply increases faster than the rate of goods and services, that's inflation. So really, we need to have we need to reduce our government spending, and we need to re-examine. I think we need like a government efficiency commission to say like, hey, where are we spending money that's sensible? Where is it not sensible?
Right.
And we need to live within our means. We're currently adding, I think, $1 trillion to the deficit every 100 days.
That's right.
And you know, the interest payments on the national debt have now exceed the defense budget. It's on the order of $1 trillion.
It's interest,
and it keeps growing.
Oh, the horrors! Oh my goodness, they're talking about not spending money haphazardly on things like Green New Deal scams and migrant living expenses. Oh my goodness, the horrors of a government efficiency commission. The horrors. And then President Trump went to what I thought was the most important part of the space. Now is him addressing the Department of Education and education in our country. Think about it. Everything really does stem from education. A lot of your taxes go towards funding the school system. Your property tax funds the public schools. Many people, some people don't know that. Most people do. So that goes to the funding of the public schools. And what the kids learn in the classroom literally is the baseline of what the next generation will become. It's so important that our education system runs properly, runs well, isn't indoctrination, isn't destabilizing kids from the get-go, isn't ruining lives, is building people up to learn real life skills and real things that can contribute to society. The breakdown in public education is the number one reason that we find ourselves in the problem that we find ourselves in. At any place you look, any level, anything, the breakdown in education is the fundamental underpinning. I think it's the baseline of every single problem that we experience in our society right now. To keep jacking up property taxes, to throw it into the public school system, particularly in the blue states. To pay the teacher union thugs, bosses, more money. Teachers get shit. They got to buy their own supplies. And then they're teaching the sex ed stuff. And the only people who want to be teachers are the ones who are, you know, ideologically, psychopathically liberal. So Trump said this, and there was a collective left-wing freak out, but I thought it was perfect. Roll, Frankie.
I want to close up Department of Education, move education back to the states where states like Iowa, where states like Idaho, you know, not every state will do great. Because states that basically aren't doing good now, you look at Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, he's terrible. He does a terrible job. So he's not going to do great with education. But of the 50, I would bet that 35 would do great. And 15 of them, or, you know, 20 of them will be as good as Norway. You know, Norway is considered great. You can name them. I mean, just they're so good. Some of these countries are so good. But if you go into some of these really well-run states, you know, we have states that don't know what debt is. We have states that have low taxes, no debt, everybody working. You know, they're really well-run.
Sure.
And maybe they have certain advantages in terms of location, in terms of, you know, the land or the sun and the water and the whole thing. You know, there are a lot of advantages that some people have. But if you moved education back to the 50, you'll have some that won't do well, but they'll actually be forced to do better because it'll be a pretty bad situation. But if you think about it, you'll have some of these states. I'll bet you'd have 30, 35 states. It'll be much better. And you know what it'll cost? Less than half what it is in Washington. And
The bureaucracy of the Department of Education is 1,000,000%. Unnecessary. That could be cut on day one, save us billions of dollars. Nothing would change other than better quality for the kids at less cost.
Afuera.
Harris, afuera. Love that, Frankie. Let's go. They talked about him too. They talked about Javier Milei. And Javier Milei is a great job, Frankie. They talked about how Javier Milei is cutting right now so much debt in Argentina because he did things like abolishing things like the Department of Education. And the Kamala campaign went crazy. This is the Project 2025 agenda. Shut up. This is racist. It's going to defund the inner city public schools. Scam. That is modern day slavery they push. That is a disingenuous lie when they push that nonsense. They pay 5x per pupil in the inner cities and the graduation rate's 10%. But if they go to a charter school in the inner city, then they graduate at like 90%. And it costs 60%, 70% less to run. So who's really running the scam? Brilliant by President Trump. Great space on X. We are winning. That is going to lead to a big bounce for him, and he will keep going up in the polls. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Afuera. Slava, Frankie.
Afuera. All right, Frankie. Listen, before we get into the ads, I just got to say that anybody who thinks that it wasn't Trump on the space, listen, you guys know me and Frankie, you know, read into every conspiracy that is real and that is not real, and we break it down. That was Trump on the tape, okay? Obviously, that was Trump on the space. It was him. I don't even know why I need to say this. It was him. One, there's video of him literally talking, answering questions on it from inside Mar-a-Lago. Two, he's wearing a lapel mic. That, by the way, I will say the staffer, so it was a Bluetooth mic hooked up to his cell phone on the desk. Now, the Bluetooth mic that they were using somebody matched it up with the actual kind of mic. And it was like a $19 Bluetooth mic that TikTokers use that you could buy on Amazon. So I know this, and Frankie knows this from doing a lot of podcast stuff. Sound quality is very much dictated from the microphone and how it, I guess, compresses your voice or spits it out or whatever. I don't know. Frankie knows these terms. But the quality of the mic dictates how you sound. So everyone's like, oh, Trump must have had dental work done, or he was eating candy, or it wasn't him, or whatever. It's just like, how about the fact that he's using a cheap mic? And the staffer should have bought him a better microphone. It's like, you can't buy, it's like this microphone would have done better, okay, than the one that he was using.
Don't touch
that. That's because producer Frankie is on the ones mic. And twos here. Sorry, Frank. Producer Frankie's on the ones and twos, getting me the best equipment. So Trump's campaign, you know, I don't want them to take Frankie away from me, but it would sound clear if he was using a Frankie microphone. So there you go. All right. So, okay. Now that we've dispelled that rumor, I want to talk about our sponsors. And the first sponsor of our show, guys, Armor Colostrum. Try armor.com/LFATV. What is it? Here you go.
Roll the biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. Skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice. I replaced it all with this Armor Colostrum. It is amazing.
You gotta take it.
If you want to try it, try armor.com.
TroyArmor.com/LFATV, 15% off your order. Additionally, guys, biooptimizers. Make sure you guys go there today, right now, biooptimizers.com/LFA, and get 10% off Magnesium Breakthrough. Guys, are you sleeping well at night, as well as you should? Most people in this country do not get enough sleep, and that's because they lack magnesium in their diet. Guys, magnesium is a very essential nutrient and mineral that most people do not get. And you know what? You can get it in this biooptimizer supplement. So easy, so great. You feel great. It leads to muscle recovery, relaxation, and you will get better sleep, leading to a more prosperous life. Guys, go to biooptimizers.com right now /LFA and get the Magnesium Breakthrough, and you will get 10% off your order by using the promo code LFA. And guys, make sure you guys check out the LFA TV store, lfatv.us, lfatv.us, lfatv.us. Guys, make sure you go there right now and shop the latest and greatest stuff that we have on the site. And if you become a monthly donor, that would be great too, lfatv.us. Okay, back to the live chat. People are saying they think Trump has dentures. So
does not have dentures.
No, Trump actually, I will say, Trump has veneers. I don't know if people know.
Yes.
I believe Trump has veneers. You guys, I know a lot of people with veneers. I know a lot of people with veneers, actually. Veneers is a thing. You go to the dentist, they like put teeth over your teeth, and they grind it down, they put little teeth caps. Over your teeth. So little caps on your teeth. So Trump has veneers. I think everyone
as most millionaires do, right? Right?
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. Yes. A lot of people I know have veneers. So a lot of people. People I know my age have veneers. So Trump does not have dentures. Trump 100% has veneers, though. So Vintage Lula Gal, great to see you. Robbie Sunshine, Locks, is it? Mike, have you ever met Elon Musk? Oh, Locke, we love it. The answer is no. However, I know people who know Elon Musk, actually. That is a true thing. They always say you're always one, you know, if you're doing well in life, you're like one or two people removed from anybody on the planet. So I could say I am legitimately one person removed from Elon Musk. There's a man I know in Pennsylvania who is friends with him, who I'm friends with as well. So we won't name any names. Okay. So let's see what else we got. We got C. Cappy. We got Steve Craw says, I need veneers. Listen, some people think Kevin Smith one time thought my teeth were so good that they were veneers. I took that as a great compliment. I just brush and I got good teeth. But, you know, I'm sure maybe one day, you know, who knows. But okay. So what else we got here? We got Miss Mocha Power. Great to see you. Tim Time 000. Sean Farish. Yeah, Sean Farish is great. He's down at 5 o'clock p.m. We love Sean Farish. And guys, make sure you guys are subscribed. Help us get to 5,000 subs on rumble.com/crispy. ZBM says, Mike, haven't you met Trump? Yes, I've met Trump several times. Met Trump several times, talked to him backstage, opened up the rally for him while in New Jersey. So I have been up close, and I believe he does have the veneers. Yeah. But he talks great. Rumble.com/Crispy. Please help us get to 5,000 subscribers on that page. We've been pumping it up. People are always saying they can't find the show. They can't find the show. Blah, 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 blah. You can watch the show all night long. You like that? Wow. All night long.
Wow.
Wow. Beautiful. I did that. Now you got to subscribe. Now you got to subscribe. Rumble.com/Crispy for me breaking into the song. Please subscribe. We got to get to 5,000. We're 30 subscribers away from 530 or 300. 300, I think. We're 300 away.
Sounds right.
So help us get there. Help us get there. Okay, Frankie, let's get back into it.
I love it. We are on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. Somebody said, Mike, shout me out. Trump Gal 2024. We always love our live chatter. See, you want a shout out? You get a shout out. Let's go. God bless Texas. Okay, now back into the show. Obviously, you guys have seen over the last 29 minutes of the show, us talking about the massive success that was the Trump-Musk space. The total number of people who watch it is going to exceed 100 million by the time the counter counts up. That's pretty incredible. Everyone heard President Trump and Elon Musk in long form. Everyone who had been told that it was misinformation and disinformation and he was this crazy man, and or that Trump was on the decline like Biden and it was all even, and obviously that was a lie. They heard the guy talk for 2 hours straight. So I say to you, is this a normal headline which you're about to see? Or is this what we call election interference? Trump's interview with Musk devolves into yet another X catastrophe. I would call thwarting a cyber attack in 30 minutes that sought to cancel the whole thing, thwarting it and then having over 100 million views, I would call it a success. They call it a catastrophe. Okay, guys, okay. Then we have the people in which they are using as their unwitting widgets in the game here. So the fake news sets the tone with this stuff. And they feed it out to the low IQ voters who were loud but low IQ. They're a loud minority, as I call them. And they act like this is a real voting bloc. These are real people. Like the people in the crowd for Walz Harris, was it a paid for, manipulated scene? These are the actual real people. Again, not the actors who won't go in camera because they're getting $15 an hour or whatever. But the real people who support Harris, Walz, this is them. This is the kind of stuff that should be on display all over the country. Put our people on display at the rallies who get interviewed by RSBN and stuff like that. Put them on display. And then put the Harris-Walz people on display side by side. I think we win the election in a 49-state landslide at that point. Here they are. Roll it.
Why are y'all voting for Kamala Harris?
I don't want to lose my rights. Like, I'm a trans man and I'm gay and I have been pregnant and I've had an abortion before and I don't want to lose that. What? I'm afraid of not being able to be myself anymore because from what I've heard, Trump's America doesn't want me to look like this. So that's why I'm here today and that's why I'm voting blue.
What about you?
I've also been pregnant and had an abortion before. I was a minor and it would have been dangerous for me to properly, like it would have been dangerous for me to carry a baby with like personal reasons and everything. I also like, I'm very, you know,
alternative,
and I feel like if Trump were to win, I wouldn't be able to like express myself through my looks and everything, and wouldn't be able to have the piercings or the dyed hair or the tattoos that I want. You know, I would be able to be myself. And my dad's very pro-Trump, and I'm just very
pro-Kamala.
Pro-Kamala. Yeah, I don't, you know. It's just,
does that cause a divide at all?
Yeah, it definitely does. He thinks that Kamala's going to ruin the country, but I think that Trump would do worse, like a lot. Like, Kamala is going to be good for the country.
Where is Dr. Phil when you need him?
If you ever think you've not done a good enough job as a parent, just watch that clip and feel a little bit better about yourself. I mean, come on, that guy's dad, like, buddy boy, come on. I'm afraid I'm not going to be able to be myself if Trump is the president. Girl, guy, I don't think you know what yourself is, okay? I mean, like, it's unbelievable. So I think it'd be a good thing for society. And you hear what they talk about. Oh, the abortions. And it's like, you know, Trump says put it back to the states. Oh, he's not going to let me look like me. And it's like, it's almost we're on the verge of simultaneous World War III and financial ruin and collapse. We don't care about you freaks. You freaks can go be your own freaky freaks in your own little freak show bubble. We just want an economy and not have our kids be sent in to go die in war. We just want to make money, which you don't do, not get taxed on it, which you don't even understand, not have our kids be sent to go die in a foreign land, which you wouldn't even be medically eligible to go fight in. That's all we had to be left alone. That's all we want. Yes, Frankie.
I mean, honestly, Mike, it's a little impressive of the Democrats to get this entire party whipped up to genuinely think that Trump's coming in and plucking out your piercings. That's what he cares about. He cares about what how you look. Yeah. Yeah, we got a few other things to take care of.
I will pluck out the piercings.
What is happening, bro?
Unbelievable. No, this is actually what Kamala Harris stands for. Kamala Harris is going to protect my piercings and protect my tattoos and protect my ideology of myself that I don't even understand. No, you know what Kamala Harris is going to do? She's going to shut down all illegal migrant detention facilities on the border completely and let everybody into the country with a court date in 10 years. By the way, you let even more people, it's going to be court dates in 15 years. Expect them to come back for their court date like good little criminal vermin sheep migrants they are. Come back in 15 years and shut down the facilities because it's inhumane. That is the policy of Kamala Harris. Mike, that is extremism. Surely she does not believe that. And if she did, surely people at CNN and every Politico, surely they wouldn't defend her. Surely she couldn't have actually said that. Nope. She did. Here you go. Oh. Here. Good
job. Hi, my name is Sally Hartman. I'm a volunteer with the Center for Worker Justice.
Okay.
I want to know, when you become president, would you be committing to close immigration detention centers?
Absolutely, on day one. On day one.
Yeah, not in agreement. Absolutely, on day one, we're going to shut them down. Yeah, yeah. And that was when Kamala Harris was running in 2020. Her slogan was Kamala Harris for the people. What people? The 0.01% you got in the primary. She went from that to becoming a phenomena who fills up arenas. Shut up. Oh, my goodness. It's unbelievable.
But Mike.
That's Kamala's stance. Yes, Frank.
I just... Every time she says day one, it's like, you're already up there. You're in office. Just talk to your boy, Joey boy. I mean, what are we talking about? It's like you, everything that she says on day one, it's like, just do it. Why don't we do it? You're here. You're here right now.
It's like, I think we can say, Frankie, that, you know, it's the second most powerful person on the planet, in theory, in name, whatever. You can just do it. Influence it to happen? I mean, I don't know, just an idea.
Not a bad idea.
Just an idea. Not a bad idea. So this is who is running to be the most second powerful most person in the country, in the world, and it is Tim Walz. And more continues to come out about Tim Walz as the governor of Minnesota and what he did and did not do, him being to the left of the guy Jacob Frey, the governor of Minneapolis, who literally was dictating to the state police to stand down, to let the rioters, criminal, Antifa, left-wing, destructive killers and looters and thugs burn down the city and tell them, stand down, let them do it. And by the way, cops, you can't wear certain protective gear to defend yourself because one, then you would quell the unrest too effectively, but two, it would trigger the emotionally charged people from criminal George Floyd dying. I mean, it's just disgusting. This is Tim Walz running the country. Think about Minnesota as the country. Roll it, Frank.
For the Minneapolis Police Federation. And as Esme Murphy reports, they offered up a scathing critique of government and police leaders during the riots following George Floyd's death.
That's not what we stand for.
Her voice shaking, Minneapolis Police Sergeant Anna Hedberg says during the riots, officers were abandoned by state, city, and department leaders.
To watch them go through that was so heartbreaking. to know that they could have died because we were not allowed to respond the way that we have been trained to respond.
During the riots, the officers were told they could not wear protective frog suits, but were still hit and injured with bottles, cement, and more. Sergeant Hedberg blamed state, city, and department leaders for the abandonment of the 3rd Precinct.
I heard the governor say, "Give it up." It wasn't directly to me, it was through a phone call. No, the governor says give up the precinct. I mean, that's demoralizing for this whole state.
And the 3 described a demoralized police force with dozens of officers planning to retire or quit.
I believe I speak for every Minneapolis cop when I tell you that I've never been more publicly humiliated.
They also described a city out of control.
The crime is rampant in Minneapolis right now.
Give up the precinct, said the governor. Give it up to who? To domestic terrorists. And then Kamala Harris posted links to bail those domestic terrorists out of jail when they were apprehended. Harris walls America. What a disgrace. I see this coming into the show. You know, also those girls before those. I wonder if those freaks, those girls, those guys, I wonder if they drive cars. You know, car repos, Frankie, are up this year 23%. Because people can't make their car payments. Car repos are up 23%.
You know, Mike, it's funny.
I wonder, I can
afford the car payments. Yeah, I can't afford the insurance.
Disproportionate, yeah. I wonder the disproportionate rate of liberals who are getting their cars repoed, who are still too effing stupid, who are going to vote for Democrats, who don't see, it's actually Trump's fault. The car repos will go to beep, beep, beep. When Trump was the president for 4 years, the repos were like nothing. But now they're at 25% as Kamala's the VP. Oh, but if Kamala becomes the president, they're going to go back down again. Yeah. Totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes, Frank.
Mike, I had to change insurance carriers because I'm in New York. My carrier was like, no, we're not riding any cars in New York right now because there's too much theft. There's too many cars being stolen. You have no idea how much money I'm spending on insurance. It's criminal.
Well, we're supposed to let the thugs steal the car. You hear that's the new thing. And they actually will sue the auto manufacturer, your tax dollars, and in these publicly funded district attorney offices and state attorney general offices. Again, they're funded with your tax dollars to do the work on behalf of the people, are suing auto manufacturers for making the cars too easy to break into. How about just arrest the people and make an example out of them if they break into a car? And not drive the cost of car production up because now they have to make new locks and new alarm systems. How about this? You see somebody breaking into a car, you know they're breaking a car. Beat the shit out of them, put them in jail, and then they'll never do it again. Break their nose while we're at it. How about that? Break into a car, you get your nose broken. How about that? Now they'll sue the police officer. It's a joke. Try stealing a car in Dubai. See how far you get. They'll break your face. No crime there. They don't need to go sue auto manufacturers. They don't need to go raise taxes to make a task force to combat it. Failed society. Oh, by the way, Frankie, Biden, you know, he's the president of the United States, allegedly, as he meanders around, just so you know, he's totally independently coming up with his own policy positions that have never before been unveiled. I can't believe this. Joe Biden, with the solution to all these problems right now for the Americans struggling all over the country, he has a policy. Roll it.
Thanks, Green. Over the weekend, Vice President said she followed former President Donald Trump in saying she would support a proposal that would not tax tipped wages. If similar bill made its way to the President of the United States, President Biden, would he sign that? Because that's not something he's embraced before.
Absolutely. Look, this is something that the President supports. He supports eliminating taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers while also raising minimum wage and preventing the wealthy from gaining the system. And if you think about what the President has talked about the last 3.5 years, making sure that we have an economy that works for all, not leaving anybody behind, an economy
that's... Hold on. Do you see how she conflated... How she immediately said it and then pivoted to like minimum wage. This has nothing to do with the minimum wage. This has to do with service workers keeping their money. And if Biden supports it, then why doesn't he pass it now? If he supports it and he wants to stump Trump Again, by the way, we all know Trump invented this policy, and then Kamala copied it, and then Biden was embarrassed because Kamala was setting her own policy course, again, copying Trump. And then Biden goes, oh, no, I support it too. So why don't they do it before Election Day? No, they won't, because they can't, because they need more of your money, and they really don't want those service workers making more money, keeping more money of their check. That would make them too financially stable. And people who feel financially stable and optimistic, they could spend their money to do things with their money to make more money and have a better life. They typically vote Republican. No, they want to keep everybody poor, and they want to keep everybody continuing to fear COVID. These are the people they want reelected, the people who enable psychopaths like Dr. Fauci. People who still wear masks, they're still out there. I'm telling you, I see them in New York City almost daily. Fauci just got COVID again, 6 times boosted. Roll it.
I got infected about 2 weeks ago. It was my third infection, and I had been vaccinated and boosted a total of 6 times.
Yes. So this is the Biden-Harris campaign. We're going to hire 86,000 new IRS agents, but we're going to eliminate tax on tips. Oh, yeah, okay. Very, very legitimate. We are going to stop COVID completely with social distancing, tanking the economy, boosters, all necessary. 6 boosters, but you're still getting sick. But keep trusting us for the future. Yeah, totally. Otherwise, you're in even more danger. You would have gotten more sick. These people are a fundamental joke. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Show rolls on. Do not go anywhere.
Oh, it takes a lot out of me just going through all this. It's just it's insane.
Oh, man. All right, everybody. Listen, Frankie's absolutely right. It takes a lot out, but you know, we do this for you guys. We do this. They say Mike Crispy for the people. Not Kamala Harris for the people. I don't know who the fuck created that. Kamala Harris for the people. They're like, you know, like they, it sounds like a cheap law firm commercial. But guys, we're doing this for you. We do it for the people. I want to tell you guys about our sponsors who are also doing it for the people. And our first sponsor, next sponsor of the show, rather, is OFP Farms. Guys, are you tired of dry, irritated skin in the big wool corporations? Give my friends on over at OFP Farms a try. OFP Farms produces quality goat milk products for everyday use, soaps, lotions, lip balms, all natural pain relief and beard products. Why goat milk? Here are some of the benefits. Goat milk is packed with natural essential vitamins that help nourish and replenish your skin and promote the regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. OFP Farms creates, produces, and ships directly from their farm in California. Products are made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain the quality. They are a family-owned and operated goat farm, a patriotic America First, God-fearing people. Ditch the woke brands that are selling you poisonous bullshit and support small family farms, giving you healthy solutions today. And for the last 2 months, they've rolled out the We the People line. You can see it on the screen right there. It is the beautiful artwork of the pro-Trump stuff there. All of Trump's most famous moments. Literally, the artwork on the soap, it's beautiful. It makes an amazing gift. It's collectible. Guys, go get the We the People line from opfarms.com. Make sure you use promo code CRISPY for 15% off your order. Again, that's promo code CRISPY for 15% off your order. Now, a lot of people, you know, have OP Farms codes and stuff like that. OP Farms, you know, the people who are the creators, they watch the show every single day. But like I say, there's a lot of codes. But Frankie's about to get married. And that means that, you know, Frankie's about to have kids in about, you know, 6 days after he gets married. So Frankie's going to be having some little Frankies running out there. And other promo codes aren't going to support Frankie's kids' college fund. But this promo code will. So promo code CRISPY for 15% off at opfarms.com and funding Frankie's future children, Syracuse college tuition bill. Boom. There you go.
Oh,
okay.
I'm not letting them go to Syracuse, pal. That ain't happening. Not anymore.
They're going to the Citadel. They're going to military school. So, okay. All right, guys. Thank you all for tuning in. We thank you all for watching. I want to tell you guys about our next sponsor, and they are our friends at over at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, head on over to goldwithcrispy.com right now. Elon Musk and Trump were talking about it last night. The hidden tax on you is inflation. Inflation is running rampant, and it is designed to run rampant, okay? That's what Musk and Trump were talking about. It's designed to run rampant because it's supposed to rob you of your wealth. How do you take back control of that? How do you diversify your assets so you're not totally reliant on what the U.S. value of the dollar is reflecting, and they manipulate it, and your 401k literally arbitrarily loses value because the dollar loses value, the buying power of it? Guys, you need to diversify and back some of your assets with gold and silver. And the only place to do that is with my friends at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, Genesis Gold Group is the best gold company. A lot of these gold companies have bullshit fees. You don't even own physical gold and silver. It's fugazi, right? As we say in the IACRL. Well, Genesis Gold Group is legit. They are real folks, faith-based patriots. They're actually the official gold company of Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell can sign his name onto any gold company, but he is with Genesis Gold Group, okay? And that is because they are the most transparent, they are the best, they are faith-based, and they do the best job. So guys, make sure you go to goldwithcrispy.com right now, fill out the form on the site, and a member of the team will get in touch with you today, and you'll get a free gold IRA 401k investment guide with that form being filled out. It's so easy. And if you just want to buy direct pieces of gold and silver, okay, like this, crispybar.com, also from Genesis Gold Group, go check them out. Everyone wants to own like just pieces, like to own in their safe of gold and silver. You can go just buy gold and silver, you know, in bars, like chocolate bars, with the weight and the grams on them. Crispybar.com, go today. All right, Frankie.
How
we got a great audience today. People are loving the idea of the baby Frankie. They're loving that. I think it's a great hook. I think it's a great thing. It's not in the script, but I think it sells. I think it works. So people love that, and people are in the chat talking. We got Fireboss 1300, Victory Hub. Let's see what else we got. I think they're talking about Perry Out says, I love the liberal salt and the liberal tears. Tampon Tim, Steve Cry, absolutely. Frankie, you sound exhausted, poor guy.
Whoa.
Listen, Frankie's got a lot going on right now. It's not me running him rampant. Frankie's got a lot going on. He's literally preparing for his wedding. His wedding is coming up, and he's very busy. And, you know, so Frankie's a busy guy right now. He's got a lot of things going on.
I got the energy, all right?
Give the people
an update. I'm not tired.
Give the people an update on your mental health.
My mental health is fantastic.
They want to hear from you.
I'm doing
great. They want to hear from you, Frankie.
The wedding's coming up Saturday.
Saturday.
Let's go.
Saturday. All right. Guys, you hear that? Frankie getting married. It's coming up.
Crazy.
All right. I wasn't gonna reveal the date. You revealed the date, Frankie. Yeah, so Frankie's getting married Saturday, guys. Let's go.
Let's go.
Frankie's getting married on Saturday. Amazing. Now you know. Let's go. All right. Yes, we'll put some picks up when Frankie's back from his honeymoon. We're going to announce later in the week our plans for how the honeymoon, Frankie's honeymoon, is going to work with our broadcast and everything. All right.
Let's get back into it. All right. We're on in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. Tuned up Tuesday, August 13th, President Trump surging. And, you know, it's really interesting because I noticed this, and I just want to talk about this for a minute. Frankie, did you listen to the space?
If you yes, okay, yes, yes. No, I did.
You're a busy man.
I did.
Okay. So they started off talking about the assassination. And I find it very interesting. And you guys know that we've committed on this show to uncover every rock and leave no stone unturned and talk about everything we hear and read about and see and just give you the information because, you know, we can't prove anything. We're not investigators or whatever, but we're just going to give you updates. And I noticed that Trump doesn't like to put blame on the foot. He really doesn't want to delve into the conspiracies whenever he's doing interviews. And I think, I mean, you got to think about like where he's at right now and in his state. It's like he doesn't like to talk about it. I can just tell. He like shies away from going down any conspiratorial rabbit hole when it comes to the assassination attempt. He kind of talks about it, doesn't really want to talk about like the shooter or anything like that. And then he likes to just talk about really the heroism of the people who jumped on him to put his body and the bullets, you know, put it in between him and the bullets, which is kind of, you know, a beautiful thing that he says. But he doesn't like to get into that stuff. Actually, the Musk interview was the most that he's gotten into it. Yes, Frankie.
Yeah, and you know what, Mike? I think it's deliberate because, I mean, if you put yourself in his shoes, it's like, listen, at the end of the day, these are the guys that need to defend him, and he knows how the media is going to run with it. If he's like, you know, there's some problems with the Secret Service, then it's going to be like, all right, Trump hates the Secret Service. He says they need to be you know, I mean, these people are protecting him in every way, and if there's any slight chance, you know, that you could turn the tide a little bit and put them against you, it's a terrifying thought for him, I'm sure. You know, it's hard to dice that.
You're absolutely right, Frankie. So it's a hard dice, and you know the fake news would go crazy with it, and they're so irresponsible. They wouldn't care if their reckless reporting, if Trump said one thing, then one rogue agent would contribute to another failure, which would kill Trump. It's unbelievable what this guy's going through. It really is. But we wanted to show this footage to you here because, again, it's Frankie and I, we decide what to show you, what not to show you. But this was reported a couple of times. And apparently, you know, there's been a lot of talk of second shooter. Second shooter. Was there a second shooter? Where was the second shooter? Is there any evidence or visual of a second shooter? The water tower. There is a man. Okay. And again, he gives his name. So at least when you give your name, I go, all right, like, you know, if you're giving your real name, we'll give a little credence to it. We'll roll it on the show. But there's a man who claims his name is Dave James Stewart. He was detained by the police for whatever reason in the chaos that unfolded directly after the Trump assassination attempt. And he overheard on the police radio them talking about a second shooter. This is some footage. Here you go. Roll it.
So you began this conversation saying something about a second shooter.
Yeah, because when we were first ducking behind the, when they moved us all from the back of the AGR building and Homeland Security and the other guy with the long gun moved us over to the township police car to take cover there, the door was open and we could hear the radio communications, and they said shooter dead on the roof, and then they said we breached the building, there's blood in the bathroom, second shooter on the loose. So, because, like, if the guy climbed the building and shot from there, like, how was there blood found inside of a bathroom inside that building? So there had to have been a second shooter, right, that got shot or something.
You know, I don't know. I mean, it sounds kind of believable. I mean, you know, I don't think there's any reason to lie about that, and it sounds like it's pretty candid. Again, we're just giving you these things as we come. Also, it was reported, by the way, confirmed by New York Post, that Crooks trained. Did you see this, Frankie? He trained to shoot at the same facility that Department of Homeland Security agents. What was it? Is that what it was? Is that what it was?
Yep. Now, normal.
DHS agents. What?
Yeah, no, that's normal, right? Makes sense. It's crazy.
A lot of gun ranges out there. Could have been another coincidence, you know, other coincidence, but trained at the same facility. Cell phone pinged, a related cell phone that visited his home and his work, also pinged in Washington. He's a small town 20-year-old freak outcast. Found a related cell phone into D.C., a couple blocks away from the Secret Service FBI building. I don't know. We're never going to stop talking about this. All right. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap up the show. Do not go anywhere.
Yeah, we got some questions.
Unbelievable. We got questions. All right, everybody. I want to thank you all for tuning in. I want to thank you guys for watching. I want to tell you guys about the next to last sponsor of our show today, and they are our friends over at Click45.com. Guys, make sure you go to Click45.com right now and use promo code Crispy for 20% off your order. Click45 has the greatest and the biggest and most expansive collection of physical moments that you can collect and save and memorialize and display and own that commemorate President Trump's accomplishments and his 9-year historic political run that will be remembered for the next 100, 200 years to come. Guys, they got the 45th series, they got the 47th series, and these are coins that are real gold, real silver, and real copper, so they have value. We've been talking about real gold, real silver, and real copper. So again, the price of these coins haven't changed, but the value of gold, silver, and copper go up, so there is value, okay, in getting this. First things first. And second of all, they have minted on them all of your favorite moments, all of the most historic moments from Trump. The guy who owns this company is a patriot. I know him personally. He's a great guy. He mints them himself. He prints them himself. And he sells them at collect45.com. And the promo code is Crispy. You get 20% off your order. And he now has the Fight, Fight, Fight coin, the Trump Survivor coin, for pre-order. You can go get that today. And they literally, I'm hearing in the earpiece right now, that stock is almost sold out. It's literally almost sold out. Since we've announced this. So, you know, hundreds of people have pre-ordered with the promo code Crispy and the 20% off. But you guys can get the Trump Survives coin in silver. Guys, silver right now is at massive highs. You can get the Trump Survive coin right there, real silver coin, with that message forever memorialized. Go get more of them. Collect all your favorite moments and display them. It's beautiful. Collect45.com. The promo code is crispy. Shop today. Okay. And our last sponsor of today, our friends at iTucker Pro. Guys, head on over to iTuckerPro.com and use promo code CRISPY right now if you haven't done it already. This isn't an ad. This is a PSA, a public service announcement. What are you waiting for, idiot? I don't want to call you idiot, but it's like defend your home, okay? If you aren't adequately defending your home by now, and again, some of you are, a lot of you are, a lot of you guys have iTarget Pros, a lot of you guys are ready to go, but if you want to be the sharpest shooter that God intended you to be and you want to save that precious ammo that you know the federal government is going to constrict you from getting and obtaining when push comes to shove, well, they need an iTarget Pro. iTarget Pro is a laser firearm home training system. It's a laser bullet that loads into the chamber of the gun. It synchronizes with the app. It's so easy to use. My father, 64 years old, doesn't do any technology whatsoever. He uses it every single day to shoot and to hone his accuracy. So you can get it, you load it into the chamber of your firearm, all different ammo sizes, and you're able to train and track your accuracy in real time. It's the most cost-effective way to train. And you need one right now if you don't have it already. iTuckerPro.com, promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Frankie, let's roll back on into it.
I love it, Mike. We're on in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike CRISPY here, coming live from New York. Now, I want to end the show on this note here. The Boston Red Sox and MLB have decided to suspend a player on the team. His name is Jared Duran. For 2 games, for calling a heckler a faggot during the team's loss to the Houston Astros on Sunday. The suspension begins on Monday. He told the heckler, "Shut up, you effing faggot." The suspension is in line with past disciplinary actions. So if you use the term that is perceived as a slur to the LGBT community, you will get suspended in Major League Baseball. But the thing with the suspension is that the mayor of Boston is weighing in, saying that she wants a personal meeting with this guy and basically for him to come before her in City Hall, beg for forgiveness in a public humiliation exercise. And again, the mayor of Boston is a radical socialist freak show who wants to put migrants in private citizens' homes for a voucher program. What could go wrong? And she then simultaneously is spending her time going to Boston Red Sox players saying, come to my office, humiliate yourselves, and atone for using language. We are living in such a joke of a society. How about the mayor of Boston focuses on fixing a once great place that has fallen into a hellhole? What a joke. All right, guys, that's about all the time that we have in the program today. You guys know we do this broadcast. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid, and you better believe we're just getting started. We thank you all for tuning in. We'll see you back live tomorrow.